Hello, Spirit Family. Thank you for tuning in to Intuitively Her podcast, where we discuss spiritual wellness, personal development, and so much more. Hi, Soul Fam. Welcome back to Intuitively Her podcast. I know it's been a while, but I'm just happy to be here with you all. Thank you for clicking and tuning in with me. Before we begin, if we can just center our energy together and take a few deep breaths. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, do not close your eyes and join. But if you are driving, you can still take those deep breaths with me. Ready? Let's do it. Take a deep, deep breath, deeper than you have all day. And then I want you to hold that for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. And then slowly let it go. Once again, taking a deep breath in, holding it, and then slowly letting it go. Now that we've let go of any tension in our body and just allow our breath to bring us to the most present moment, just wanted to say that you are so powerful. And I am excited to share this news that I finally birthed my book. It is called The Empowered Empath. It is now available on Amazon. I'm so excited. It took me months. I mean, it took me like less than a month to write, but it took me months to really edit it and feel like it was ready to publish. So I'm just wanted to share for you to go and check it out and see if you feel called to purchase it. Regardless, I wanted to read you the back of my book and just give you a little insight of what it's about. So it's an empath's realizations of how to go from too sensitive for this world to reclaiming your power. When you wake up to the greatness of your soul, it will be your greatest asset while navigating these times. Once you're aware of the habitual story that is replaying in your head, you can determine whether it is limiting your fullest potential or empowering you into the highest frequency. When you witness your ability to heavily feel others and the energy around you, you will tap into the infinite intelligence that our sensitivity connects us to. Like an energetic umbilical cord, where our central nervous system feels attached to the Earth's core. What really inspired me to write this book was to really change the narrative of being an empath and what that means and what that looks like. And I feel as a society, empath is such a common word now, and we can all relate to what that, I mean, one way or another, some of us that are really suppressed and blocked off are not really connected to their hearts like that. But I know many of us are really sensitive and have used this term of being an empath and kind of feel like it's not empowering. I feel like many of us, I've heard say like, oh, I'm an empath. I feel everything and everyone, and it's so annoying. Like, I wish I wasn't like this. And I've definitely was guilty of this in the past because I didn't really understand the power that came with it. And I didn't realize that it is what keeps the empathic current in our humanity to really maintain love and sustenance within us all. And I realized that there had to be like a little insight that we can just open up to and just get an inspired thought. And I would meditate and do plant medicine. Like, I'm not going to give you the details, but I definitely indulge of spirit medicine and gaining more clarity as a spirit in this human experience, being so sensitive as I was, and how I can use it for my advantage, and how I can share and empower others to do and feel the same. I hope you all feel called to just check it out. I'm so glad that I was able to face my fear of judgment and just put it out there and share my true heart's, my true heartfelt thoughts, okay? But anyways, I hope you all have a beautiful day and evening, and just your friendly reminder to really check in with yourself and ask yourself, how can you really empower yourself? How can you change your perception about yourself? How can you alter what you are currently experiencing by just asking yourself and interrupting the normal programming? I hope that inspired one of you at least. I am looking forward to connecting with you soon. Sending you all love. Bye. If you like what you heard, please feel free to share this message. Send it to whoever you think would be inspired. My purpose for Intuitively Her podcast is to share diverse knowledge and how to apply it in our daily lives. Sending you so much love.